what? Okay. Today night. Kufches. A few points here with Tfilas Tashlumin. So we had in the Bir Halacha, we had the Prima Gadim Sofik, if you were Sofik, if you were Mispalel. And Ben Tfilas. Tfilas was over, he's Mesupik. But there's an Inyan of Tashlumin. So I think we spoke out. I wanted to speak it out again, just in case. There are Achronim that take issue with the Prima Gadim Sofik. They say, since he was Mechuyev to Davin, the Maisa, as we learned in Kuf Zayin, so okay, I could see the Machlaikas. He was Mechuyev to Davin and he didn't Davin, so he has to be Mashlim, his Chiyuv. On the other hand, his Chiyuv was to Davin and make a Tanai, right? As we saw in the previous Siman. So it's still not Vadai. He Vadai didn't do his chiyuv, but he didn't vaday not daven. So that's okay. Good. It's a good makom for machleikus. Machleikus achrayim. Good. Now, you're not mashlim psukei de zimmer. I just wanted to speak it out. You only mashlim shmona esrei. There's no mashlim to psukei de zimmer. If you didn't daven shachris, now let's say you didn't daven shachris. And you're davening mincha twice. So the truth is, until you daven mincha, first of all, you're not allowed to eat anything. Just like you're not allowed to eat before shachris. This is even te'ima is asur. Except for water, whatever had terem exists before shachris will exist now too. But you can't eat anything. Not just, you can't eat a suda. You can't eat anything. It's like before shachris. So, okay, now, what happens after you daven mincha? So, you would say, logically, he's allowed to eat.
He didn't touch the shulman yet.
So, besides the hefsek involved, let's put aside the issue of how much of a hefsek is called a hefsek, and it's no good. Really, b'dievet, the Mishnah Berurah is going to paskin, it does not have to be some b'dievet. It does not have to be tzamud to the regular tefillah, as long as it's in the zman tefillah of the next tefillah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah passes to the Eved. But putting aside that issue, so it's like he didn't daven shachris yet. So it's a shaila if he's allowed to eat, even though he davened already. Boisi hishlachter achrei gavecha. The Chorah should not exist anymore because he davened already.
It's called him Sheyivakesh. It was already Mavakesh.
Yeah, I said, yeah. But there are Achronim that say since it's a Hashlama to Shachris, so it's like he didn't daven Shachris yet, so he can't eat.
Okay. I forgot. Is Tumat Hashlum a Chiyuv or is it something good?
Absolute Chiyuv.
Okay.
The Lomdus is very subtle. Whether it's you're davening. I mean, with Pashas, you're davening the next tefillah twice, and it's a heftza. There are indications in various parts of the siman that we see that it sounds like it has the character of the tefillah that you're being mashlim for. In some places, it's mashma, it totally doesn't. Maybe it's totally in the machlekes yishayinim. It's really machlekes yishayinim in something like if you didn't daven mincha. And
it's
you didn't say Yavav Yavo.
It's Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos is a Beferish of Gemara. But if you daven and you didn't say Yavav Yavo, and now at night you won't say Yavav Yavo either. So it's really Machlekes Yishayinim. Right, we're not going into that.
Would there be an Indian to wear Talis and Tefillin either Mincha or the Tashmin?
It's not Tali and I. You have to put on Tefillin because you have to put on Tefillin. Put on tefillin, and you preferably during those man tefillah. It's not a din in tefillah. Din in the tefillin. You're supposed to wear tefillin the whole day. Avadi, you should keep it on. I mean, yeah. Okay. Now, we had a tzad that the shliach tziba could be motzi him. It's such a tzad. Mishnah Berurah rejects it basically, and he doesn't reject it totally. He rejects it because he's a Baki, shots can't be mighty a Baki. Then he's not sure, and he says, by Ma'ariv, okay. The evidence is. So, he tushtels from a Kufchav Dalit. And Kufchav Dalit is Mavur, the guy forgets Yalav Yavo, for example. So he can be yotze from the shliach tzibur, even though he's a baki. In other words, Chazal limited being yotze from the shliach tzibur to daven. But if you davened already, but you messed up, so there, even the baki could listen to the shliach tzibur. So the shaila is this like that case? Is this like that case? That's the shaila.
Is what like that case?
This case of hashlama, is it comparable?
Okay, be
in other words, he's a baki, right? The Bir Halacha says he's a baki. The Mishaburim, he's a baki. He can't be yotze from the shliach tzibur. We do find an instance where a baki can be yotze from the shliach tzibur. If he davened, he basically davened. So here, that's the shaila. He didn't daven, but he davened his ikur davening, right? Mincha, let's say, he forgot shachas. Now he davened mincha. Now he wants to be yotze a second mincha with the hashlama. So there are those that zustell it to that din and say, b'chi ha'gavna, a baki could be yotze from the shliach tzibur.
Do you have to have any particular kavana when you do the Shmon Esrei? The second Shmon Esrei.
What does that have to do with anything? Because how could the shliach tzibur be motzi him? We had cases in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday at the end of the day that you daven stam. You daven two Shmon Esreis, you're okay. So you're supposed to be mechaven the first one l'chayva, not l'chayva really, the first one for the present fila and the second one for tashlumen. But you see, there are those that hold, we'll get to it in a second. I mean, akuponim, you could be, so Mishnah Berurah, that's why there's a tzad, you can be yotze from the shliach tzibur even though you're a baki.
On the
Yom Narayim, for the Shlech Tzavim, Mitzvah. Musaf Rosh Hashanah. That's a special, that's a Machlaikus Tanoim in Rosh Hashanah.
I thought we passed him that even a
Baki, Mitzvah,
even a Baki.
Even a Baki.
Even a Baki.
Yeah, so. There it's because really everybody's called an Eina Baki. The nine brachas.
So if you would have that Tashlumen on Rosh Hashanah.
There's no tashlumen to Musaf. What? Well, there is tashlumen to Musaf. What? So anyway, so that's the deal. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah is Masupik, and that's why he paskins that by Mayriv, but Tfilas Mayriv is good enough. Meaning you missed Mayriv and you're being Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur of Shachris. Okay. There is, one more time, I want to bring out the point. There is a precedent being motzi a baki. I'm not talking about Musaf Rosh Hashanah. That's not a good precedent. The precedent here would be that we find that when a person davened and messed up, then even though he's a baki, he doesn't have to daven again. He could hear it from the shliach tzibur. So here, maybe tashlumen is like that too. You davened mincha once. So maybe instead of davening mincha a second time, you could be yotze from the shliach tzibur. The chilek is obvious, and the tzushtel is rather tenuous. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah allows you to do it for Mayriv. He doesn't allow you to do it for a Shachris makeup by Mincha, but he allows you to do it for a Mayriv makeup by Shachris. He doesn't even allow it. L'chatchila, he says, but the Eved, okay. Okay. In the Din of Tashlumen, we say that the present Tfila comes first. Has to come first. So what's that din? So from the Rishonim, I looked a little around. What din is that? Like it's ma'akev even. From the Rishonim, it's mashma because it's an attachment. You know, like it's not an email with an attachment. From the Raivan and the Rashba, it's mashma because the chefza of tashlumen, it's an attachment. You're attaching it to a real tefillah. Like it's going up to heaven on the wings of a real tefillah. That's the get there. Okay.
That's what people think you're supposed to do right after, no? It's a
white. Adarab, that's why you have to do the present one first.
I understand.
The second one is only latching on.
Then why is it?
Yeah, right. That's why there is a sheet. The machlekes, the three sheetas. The tefillah has to be bisman, the present tefillah. Machlekes is what's called bisman, the present tefillah. Is it mamish bisman when you're actually davening the present tefillah?
If it's well with what?
Anyway, okay. But some say, but you know, that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskens, but yeah, but that's okay as long as it's bisman the first tefillah. Okay, now So what do we say? The Mechaber says if you daven the first one, l'shem tashlumin, it's no good. You have to daven it again. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that some say, just if you had in mind that the first one should be tashlumin, the first tefillah that you daven should be tashlumin, and the second one not, that's okay.
That's
okay. Some say that's okay if you just had in mind. That's not bad enough.
You have to do something, it has to be
Nikar Mitocha Tefillah.
Okay.
Because the Gemara's example with his whole din is derived from is you didn't daven Mincha on Shabbos, you davening Ma'ariv twice, and you said Avdolah, you said Atochan Antonu in the second Tefillah. Right. You didn't say it in the first. So you're showing by your actions that you mean that the first tefillah is the tashlumin, and you think, yeah, that you don't say tochan anton, it's the mincha, and the second one is the real one. So you're making a dal in the second one. So that's what they hold. They hold that it has to be nikar mitoicha tefillah. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Linyan dino, because of a mechaber, because of a primigodim, because of a prichodesh or primigodim, shein lono wala divrei hamechaber. That just if you had a mind, you messed it up." Now the Bir Halacha says, "But you have to have in mind to mess it up. But there's such a thing that you daven stam, abul mispalel." Shneihem b'stama, you just daven twice Shmon Esrei. It's tremendous chiddush. I don't know, tremendous chiddush. He says you messed up if you were miskaven behed you in the first one for Teshlumen, but if you just went ahead and daven twice Shmon Esrei, and you didn't even think anything special at all. So l'chuli alma yotza, Bir Halacha says. Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Tess. Now let's learn the Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Tess. Going on the words of the Mechaber, that if you messed up and you daven the first one, L'shem Tashlumin, you have to daven it again after the second one, which you're davening for the present tefillah. Achem Ispalel Hashniya L'Tashlumin, Barishon L'shem Chova, right? If you're doing it correctly. But he wasn't Yoitzi in the first tefillah, he messed it up. He didn't say Alaviyavu, he didn't say the same Talumoto, and he didn't remember till after the second tefillah. So Lamaisa, it's turning out now that he davened the present tefillah, but he wasn't Yotzei, his chiyuv of the present tefillah. And then he davened the Tashlumin. So that's okay. Because of Amogin Giboyrim, the Kolzem keep him beferish b'shniel etashlumen. So here you have another case where he davened it b'stoma. There's such a thing. I don't understand it. I really don't. We didn't understand it yesterday. I don't understand it today. He davened the first one and he messed it up. He didn't say Alav Yavo. He davened the second one, and apparently there's such a thing that he didn't daven at L'shem Tashlumin. He just said,
"Which the second one?"
I don't understand. What? I got to daven another Shmona Esrei.
Maybe.
Like, he knows he has to do two.
He knows he has to.
So that's called L'shem Tashlumin.
But he doesn't have kavana. Which one is? I don't understand.
He davened.
Yes, he knows he has to do two Shmona Esrei. He just doesn't. He's unaware that the second one's supposed to be Tashlumin, as opposed to the, he thinks this, he doesn't know which is supposed to be, the second supposed to be Tashlumin. So he says, you know what, I'm just going to daven Shmona Esrei.
He doesn't remember, he knows he doesn't remember, so he just says, I'm going to daven twice. Okay.
Whatever, someone forgets.
He forgets it then. He knows he's supposed to do two.
And then someone tells him, you have to daven Mincha twice. So he davens Mincha
twice.
Yeah,
that's the same, okay. So that's what I'm saying. The Bir Halacha says that's okay. To me, it's a chiddush, and the Mishnah Berurah here also says it's okay. That's why I'm learning this halacha again. So in that case, In that case, if you mess up the first one, then the second one should be for the chayva. To me, it's a tremendous chiddush that it's a gedavin b'stoma, and you could use it for the chayva, you could use it for the tashlumen, you know, whatever works.
And so what happens on that?
That's all that,
what like, happens in that case for the tashuna?
You'll daven now again.
A third Shmoneh Esrei.
Well, you're anyway going to daven a third Shmoneh Esrei. So Mishnah Berurah paskins first, the third Shmoneh Esrei could be l'shem, the present chayva. And you haven't violated the rule that the chayva Shmoneh Esrei comes first, because you davened the chayva first. The fact that you messed up is not a problem. You davened present chayva first, tashlumen second. You happen to have messed up the chayva, so you're going to daven a third. So then he brings down from the Mogin Gibayrim that you'll only do that if you have to. Meaning, when do you have to? If you're mechavin by the second one, it's l'shem tashlumen. So if you're mechavin by the second one, l'shem tashlumen, you can't use it l'shem present chayva. You had in mind the feirish, you're doing it l'shem tashlumen. So then you'll daven the third l'shem present chayva. And you haven't violated the rule of present chayva first, because you have davened a Shmoneh Esrei of the present chayva first. But if it turned out that you just davened the second Shmoneh Esrei b'stama, you just davened another Shmoneh Esrei, which to me is, I don't know, I don't get it. First of all, I don't get that you could do that. And second of all, that's called the Shem Tashulman. Why you davened your second Shmoneh Esrei for? You're doing it because you missed the first. So you have to have the word tashlumen emblazoned on your brain cell. You're davening a second Shmoneh Esrei, that's called tashlumen. I don't understand the concept. You're davening a second Shmoneh Esrei, that's l'shem tashlumen. What's he doing? I don't know. I don't get it. Sorry to me. I'm stupid. I don't know. I don't get it.
Tefillas Nedava?
No, that would be terrible. If you daven the Tefillas Nedava, it would really mess up everything. This is not the Tefillas Nedava. In fact, by Tefillas Nedava, the din is that if you started, let's say, Al Das Chayva, and then you remembered in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei that you davened already, so you can't turn it around in the middle and change it to Nedava. You have to just stop on the dime and walk away. Here, the Bir Allah is Masupik, if you can change in the middle, really. It seems to be very... Amorphous, what's the word? Like a chameleon, you can change the tefillah whatever you want. He's mesupik if you're davening. He says, "Im hischil hispalel, im hischil hispalel, b'toras tashlumin." And then you remember that you're davening the first one esrei. You're davening the first one esrei b'toras tashlumin. In the middle, you remembered that you goofed. You're not supposed to do that. So he wants to change it in the middle to the present chayva. He said, maybe you could. Maybe you could just change it. Tzarechim, he blames. Just stab in Shmoneh Esrei without, like, what is it? I'm asking two questions. Okay, it's not big questions. I'm just being honest. I don't understand. But I don't understand the whole concept of davening b'stoma. Why shouldn't you have to say what it's for? Like everywhere else, you have to. Like, you have to say what it's for, or you have stoma l'shma. But you know, you're driving towards a certain point. Just to say you daven stoma, and Hashem will just plug it in wherever it's needed. That's what we're saying. You don't find that anywhere. And Kosh came to say that you're davening twice and you're davening the second one b'stoma. That I really don't get. That's tashlumen. What do you know?
Okay. By b'stam mincha, someone has to have kavona then davening mincha. They just have to have kavona for the ovis and meidim.
I'm talking about kavona. That's stoma l'shma. When you come to shul and it's 1 o'clock p.m. and you're davening, that's like the chayyodom. The guy goes to the beam and says lam natzeach mizvah the dovid 7 times and blows shofar. So he has a mind. He's davening mincha. That's called. He has a mind. That's not called. I don't get that. That should be called stoma. Mamish, I don't understand that. I claim that wouldn't be called stoma. That wouldn't even be called stoma. Okay. Let's go on to Siv Beis. Fascinating halacha, Tashlumin. Tov lo yispal mincha mispal arvishtayim. Rishona arvish vashniel etashlumis. I told you the achrayim say that the second one can't be a stronger obligation than the first one. Shulchan says it. Tov achrayim. So if tefillas arvish is essentially yeshus, so is the tashlumin for mincha. That's what they say. Again, I don't really get it. I don't see it. Why not? Again, you'll say because it's just an attachment to the first, so it can't be stronger than the first. Okay? So that would be another raya to that concept. Tov, lo yispal larvis, mispal shakrishtayim, harishayna shakrish vashnila tashlumin. So what do you do? Lacha sha'omer yotzer, ushmona esrei brachas. So he wants... There's a shailon the achrayim. We're going to speak it out. Do you do now before tachanun or after tachanun? No, you've daven shachris. I don't know. The whole issue of answering kaddish and kedusha is ignored. I don't know why. The issue is, do you say tachanun or not? Okay, I guess you listen to chazaras hashatz. I don't see why not. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, I see, like the Mandi Omer, you have to say tachanun, even though the Mechaber doesn't mention it. So you say Tachanun, and then you'll say the second Shmona Esrei. But you'll say Ashrei first, in order to be Nichnas L'Tzvila V'Toch Divrei Torah. So you're going to say Ashrei, and then you're going to daven Shmona Esrei. And then you're going to say Ashrei again, because you're going to finish your davening, and you're up to Ashrei. V'achakach Yispal Shmona Esrei L'Tashlumi Arvis, and then you're going to say Ashrei. So, you have to halt kop. There's going to be three cases, obviously. So case number one is you forgot Arvis. So you're davening Shachris twice, so you say Ashrei before the Shmona Esrei, because you're going to be Nichnas L'Tfila L'Tech Divrei Torah, because it's following the Shmona Esrei. V'chein k'shem espal el Arvis Tayim, the Ramah says, Shem Shaloi espal el Mincha, Yoyma Ashrei Ben Tfila L'Tfila. Now here, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you're being mashed here, he gives another reason. Here he says you're going to be nichnas. Kedei lahashlim b'zegam ha'ashrei, sho yitzorech loim ha'koydem mincha. He means because you have to say ashrei three times a day. So here there's a better reason to say ashrei. Here you want to say ashrei three times a day. Sorry, that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. You want to say Ashrei three times a day, so you only said Ashrei twice today, because you didn't daven Mincha. So you're saying your third Ashrei of the day. Okay, so that's the Ramah. Now, what cases? So what do we have here? You forgot Arvis. You davening Shachris twice. So you say Ashrei between the two Shmona Esreis, and there the reason is given to be Nichnas L'Tfila B'Toch Divrei Torah. Right, it's already a new day. You forgot by Mincha, so the Mishnah Berurah said, there's a better reason to say Ashrei now between the two Shmona Esreis, because you want to say your third Ashrei of the day. Okay, now what case is missing? When you're davening Mincha twice, when you're davening Mincha twice, because you didn't daven Shachris. So the second, you didn't daven Shachris, so you missed two Ashrays. So I guess then you should say Ashray. The Shaila, do you have... Maybe we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. I don't remember if it's in the Mishnah Berurah or not. Yeah. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shachris Tayim, if you didn't have a Meirv. Whoa. You can't eat. Now, what din of eating is this? So that could be like every mitzvah. So that already you see, it's not because of the din of eating before davening. Davened already once. Why should that then exist? So you see that from the Mishnah Berurah, that v'mhitzchol eino mafsik, that it's not that din, because that din, it's avada, you have to be mafsik, even if you started eating. Aval b'seiv ma'afsa shekel b'seiv ma'ogin gibor merchuyel davila b'diavad ma'afsik. You do have to be ma'afsik, but their reason is because you shouldn't be separating between the two tefillos. Shum d'sorach la'as mecha tefillah shniyah l'vishoyne b'chol ma'ad e'afshar. Okay. But, okay, so the eating out, eating before davening, that even though you're davening shachris twice, but you davened already, you can eat. The eating outs, you have to do the mitzvah and the chanami. They say, though, even with the Eved Matzik, because you shouldn't be such a big hefsek between the two Shemona Esrays. Okay. L'achas Shomer, Salam Yishol Yatzik L'chadchila B'nei Yambashim Dobar. The Mishmur says that the Mechaber's point is to say that you should really daven as samud to the first tefillah as possible. Tefillah belimud also, don't go learning. Kitfilas hashlama tzvichalios b'oi choysa kitfilah chiyugis. Preferably. Mikobukom nearly the chazaras hashliach tzibishal tefillah chiyugis mudder lishmo akodim. He doesn't say you mechuyiv to. Interesting. He doesn't say you mechuyiv to. He says it's mudder to. I'm more surprised because of the Kedusha than because of the Chazaras HaShatz. You'd say, okay, Chazaras HaShatz, he doesn't have to listen to him. Maybe there's 10 people without him. Not such a strong obligation to listen to Chazaras HaShatz. The Mokum, he has the Mamish Daven. But what about Kedusha? I don't know. The Zen Mikri Adai Noisik Mitfila, that's not a problem. Finally, Yelsim and Zayin and Zayin, Mashiksan, Hashem, Abir, Allah, Hashem, Arzuruah. Ushmon Elsrei Brachon, the son of Leimer, and Matachnon. The Shmuel says that the Mechaber's intention, Kavona, Mechaber means Tachman too, so they shall in the Achreinim. Okay. Yomar Ashrei, because they lamed gam betzilos tashlumim betachdivri tachumim shal toyuch, and his galei albusim and sabit gimel, but gam toho belav hochi, yetzorch lama Ashrei koidum lama tzecho bo lexiyoin, yomrena achsha velo yomar akakach. Ooh. So, you're davening shachris twice because you didn't daven Meir. So you're davening Shmona Esrei, you're listening to Chazaras HaShatz, let's say, you're saying Tachanun, then you're going to say Ashrei and the Shilas Tachlumen. You don't have to say Ashrei again. Through the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk. The Taz says you have to. Okay, you don't have to say Ashrei again. There's no reason to say Ashrei again. Bayim b'achreinim she'eskimu du'adilim espalal mincha shtayim b'shvil ha'shlomo yom egam ki noida pa'am ashrei kodim tefila shniya. Here you're doing it to say ashrei a third time a day, really, also. B'chol zeh urak b'chamchila avu midina ein torech hafsoka b'in tefila l'tefila v'akadehi l'chai ba'amas, as we learned in those halachas. The ikar adin of hafsik between the two tefila is only k'dehi l'chai ba'amas. Yud dalet b'in Tefila, if you are davening Ma'ariv twice, you have to say Ashrei. So here it's to say the third Ashrei of the day. Yesh ma'achreinim shekosim shem ha'mukubolim shelo lomar Ashrei ba'arvis ba'afshu b'tzanod by Ma'ariv, you wouldn't be saying Ashrei. Ba'afshu b'shvil tefila sa'mincha gamken yesh la'achmer b'zeh. No. We don't realize what a powerful tefillah it is. It's a little boring. Till Pesach Es Yodecha, then you get to go like this. The cost of a derech hachayim, the eich shodom yunik, the yesh lo milismoich. This is very common. Don't forget to say Ashrei. Alkein, Mishnah Berurah says, a very common case. And if you come late to shul for mincha and you start with Shmona Esrei, because everybody is davening Shmona Esrei, so you just jump into the Shmona Esrei. Yispalali mohem v'yomor Ashrei achakach. Yes, the answer to the honest question is you should say Ashrei. But you say it after Tachanun, I hope. Remember, you should not be mafsik between Shmona Esrei and Tachanun. So you should say Shmona Esrei, listen to Chazaras HaShatz, say Tachanun, then say Ashrei, and then Oleinu. Vayim b'mogan Avrom, shekosov d'midivri hazohar, mashmo d'afilu b'ofen zeh, lo yamrenu adaita d'ch... What?
Shouldn't say Oleinu with the tzibu and the tzibu tzangin?
That's a good point. No, I don't think it's necessary. I think you should say the Ashrei before Aleinu. And as long as you're davening when the Tzibur is saying Aleinu, you don't really have a problem. The din of saying Aleinu together with the Tzibur is more like you shouldn't be Yoshev Botel when the Tzibur is saying, like, being Meshavech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're like showing that you're sort of Purish Menat Tzibur. But if you're saying Ashrei, and they're saying, I don't think there's a problem even. You want to bow down, you want to make believe you're bowing down, so you can make believe.
Yeah, when did you get the right in the start of Shmoneh Esrei? You haven't said Ashrei. You shouldn't say Ashrei in this station, but you want to start right away with them.
There are enough shitas, Chazon Ish, very strong about that, that the prime tefillah b'tzibur is in Birchas Avos. And if you miss that, you are not davening prime tefillah b'tzibur. No, that's for sure not. If anything, you should say three pesukim. You know, you say your return, Shomer Hashem is called Ohabo, it's called Shomer Shemitivas, and then Vanachnu. But you don't even need that. That would be, that's really a requirement for Kaddish. You're losing the quality of being Nichnas Lishmona Esrei Letfila Mitoch Divrei Torah, but you're gaining Tfila B'tzibur. So you should jump right into Lishmona Esrei. But then you should say Ashrei afterwards. But the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't. Even then, you shouldn't say it. Adaita dechayv rechakari b'toyra. I don't know. The Magen Avraham. Where's the Magen Avraham coming from? We talked about you shouldn't say Ashrei at night. And then the Derech Chaim said, it's okay. You have only this book if you say it at night. Between the two tefillos. Then he says, but if it's not at night, it's just after the Shmoneh Esrei rather than before. Mishnah Berurah says, so then that's perfectly okay. And therefore, if you come late to Shul and you jump right into Mincha, make sure you say Ashrei after the Shmoneh Esrei. Then he says, I am Magen Avraham, Shekosav, that from the Zohar it's Mashma, that even in this hyphen, you should say it Kekara B'Tayra. Meaning that the Zohar doesn't want you saying Ashrei after Shmoneh Esrei.
At night.
No. No, he's not going. After Chiyagad, not by them, he's not at night. Yeah, so for us, if you do it Kekara B'Tayra, then you can do it at night also. Magen Avraham says, Afilu B'Oifen Zeh means Oifen Zeh. Oifen Zeh. Oifen Zeh means it's the daytime. I don't know, we don't have a shaykhus to this anyway. Not that we have shaykhus to the Zohar. Not, we're asking, what are you saying Ashrei for? I'm saying Ashrei. The stomach. I'm saying Ashrei. They told me to say Ashrei, I'm saying Ashrei. Okay, we'll stop here. Someone showed me today.